Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight, Rawlings.
Yes.
Well, why do we have to go to the hospital to visit my new boss? Your new boss, Mr. Uckerman. Yuckerman. Mr. Yuckerman. Why does his mother name him that? Because, I don't know, maybe when he was born, she took one look and she said, Yuckerman. Boy, that's terrible. Well, who is this fella? He's the Commissioner of Health in this state. Commissioner of Health? Well, if he was the Commissioner of Health, why would he be in the hospital? Doesn't seem like he's got much health to me. More like the Commissioner of Hell. Will you cut that out? Now, listen, I want you to be on your good behavior. Well, I won't say a word. And I want you to put on your good suit. I only got one suit. I want you to behave yourself because I want to impress this fella so I can get the job. Oh, well, what kind of a job is it? I'll have to go around and make sure that the air is clean. The air is clean. Gee, Ollie, I hope you don't catch a disease from that. Never mind. Now, come on.
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, we're here to visit Commissioner Yuckerman. Oh, Yuckerman, yes. One moment. Now listen, don't make a lot of noise because he's very ill, you know. Oh, how dreadful. Gee, I hope he's going to live to give me the job. I mean, to be all right. Well, listen, Ollie, maybe this fella, Yuckelman, maybe he may not want any visitors.
Who is that?
Oh, it's me, Oliver Hardy, and I have my friend with me, Stan Laurel, and we came to visit you. Yeah, we wanted to get in your last visitor. Don't. What did you say? Don't mind him. He's a little off in the brain. Oh. Oh, well, do I know you? Oh, yes, Commissioner. You were going to hire me as your personal assistant to check the air. Check the air? Yeah. Gee, I hope he's got enough air for himself. Will you shut up? Listen, get me that bedpan, will you? bedpan? Yeah, get it for me. Stanley, what's a bedpan? What a bedpan? Well, that's a pan that's a pain when you get in the bed. would you hurry up? I gotta go to the bed pain. Nurse! Why are you calling a nurse? The bedpan is right over there. Hand it to me. All the stupidity. All right. Now, what'd you say your name was? Hardy. All right, now listen. I'm getting out of this place, see? I don't like it here. One of our worst hospitals that ever existed in the world. And if they think that I'm going to stay here, they're crazy. What did the doctor say? The doctor, what does he know? He don't know nothing. He's a stupid idiot. I went to school with him. He couldn't even spell the word doctor. He spelt it backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Octorook. Octorook. Yeah. Now listen. Now we gotta be quiet, see? We're gonna have to sneak out the back door. Get my clothes. The clothes? Ollie, you better get his clothes. Before he spells Dr. Frontwoods, will you? Mind that now. Now, come on, boys. Get my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Gee, that's a nice suit, Commissioner. Thank you. Yes, the governor gave it to me before he died. It's one of his suits. Anyway. Poor fella. Yeah, they put him in a nursing home, and that was the end of him. Poor fellow. Yeah. All right. Now, listen, here's what we're going to do, see? Now, you... No, you can't do it. You're too fat. Now, you... Come over here. What's his name? This Stanley. Stanley. Now, you walk in front of me, see? You make believe that you're me. And I'll duck behind you, and I'll be behind the fatso over here. Fatso? How dare you? Do you have to call me fatso? Well, the name kind of fits. I'll walk behind him, see? Now, go ahead, Stanley. Oh, where do you think you're going? He's got to walk behind him because he's too fat, and I have to go in front, and we're going to try to get out of here. What? You crazy guy! Commissioner, you're still going to hire me? Get out of here! Woo! Yeah, it's a good thing he didn't go poof.
That's right.
Commissioner of Health in the hospital.
That's right.
I bet you the Commissioner of Health would never go to a nursing home.
Nor a hospital, for that matter.
Well, he might go to a hospital, but he'd go to a good one. He'd go to the, you know, Atlantic Hill, one of the best, you know. That's a movie star hospital.
I've been to Atlantic Hill.
Remember when that girl had the baby? What's her name?
She bought the whole floor.
Yeah.
She bought the whole floor.
Bonte, what was her name? Bonte?
Beyonce,
that's it.
Yeah.
She bought out the whole floor. The other guy paid for it. The rapper guy. Her husband.
Yeah.
I forget his
name,
too.
The whole entire floor. I happened to be there. Well, she bought the floor. That's why I know about it.
Yeah, nobody could go up on that floor. She probably had a couple of big guys guarding the floor, you know.
Oh, I have no idea what she had up there.
Security.
But I know she bought the floor.
Yeah. I mean,
some
that's
lucky
so stupid.
Nurses got to take care of her and doctors.
Who the hell would want to go up there anyway? I don't know why. Why would they want to go up there? Anyway, inner sight, Frolic. Let's see. We got the philosopher coming up. And we got Jackie Gleason and the unfulfilled document. Yeah, Paula sent me an email. I got the idea for the skit for an email. See, they keep sending me these emails. Blank documents. For whatever purpose you wish, you can have now this document to fill it out and put in what you need. Yeah.
Ah.
And I said, well, how long has this been around? And the fellow said, well, I don't know, but the jails are full of them.
That's true.
So I got the idea for the skit, see? The police in Norton. Anyway, you got the philosopher Louie will be here, hopefully, with the conga, if he remembers the conga, that is.
I hope so.
All right, in a sight.
Somehow I think he always listens. He listens to us before he comes on and say, Louie, bring the conga. See,
Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, check them out. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and thank her for all her help, caring, and loving of the dogs, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, what else? Kennedy Realty. Kennedy. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. All right, don't forget all the beautiful children of the world coming up on Corey's anniversary of his death and his birthday.
Yeah, both. I think one week later was his birthday.
We gotta do a show on. We do it every year. We gotta do it.
The 18th, Corey, I think, right?
In
on
April.
Corey, right? Yeah.
All right. Little Tommy, Corey, Ollie, and Avante, and all the beautiful youngsters, and all the children still with us. Go an extra mile for the child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, let's see. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, TruoLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. .com. Some of the friends that we have accumulated, and we remember them, and who have helped us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, nobody starves on Long Island. Right here, local. Dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. You need the phone number. And leave a message for Gary or if he's around, you'll get him. He'll pick the phone up. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical. All right, a Long Island connection, my friends. And by the way, if you guys are listening, I'm still trying to hook up with those people who need help. I haven't had any communication. So, Terry, if you're listening, or Bobby, or Rocco, anybody, the InterSight number is 631-224-3090. If you can get the number to the people who need help,
oh, definitely.
Be happy to do what we can. All right. What else? InterSight. Frolics around the world, and let's see, Able News.
Yes, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority.
Abel also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Abel is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, in a site, don't forget to sign our petition, the service dog one and the nursing homes. Nursing homes kill people. Take a look at
yes,
it. Read
they
it.
Do.
And put your name on it and help us get this program started. Volunteer Plus, keep people out of the nursing homes.
Yep.
And get the people out. Help both ways. All right, in a sight around the world, let's see. Give me some philosopher music. You got any philosopher music there?
Yes, I do.
Don't forget James Bahamundi is an attorney.
You
cut
forgot
that
about him.
Civil rights, 516-783-9662. How about that philosopher?
I was waiting for you. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. In the background when I do my dialogue. Hello there, folks.
Oh, yeah.
This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. If you're stuck in the Suez Canal and you can't get out, don't jump. Yeah. Did you hear about that? They got all those ships.
Not really.
Over there, and they can't move them, and all this. Boy, I'll tell you, nobody's going to get their new phone now. They got all the phones on the ships. A lot of those ships, see, they transport them from all over the world. So what's going to happen now, you're going to have 20,000 foreigners stealing phones. And boy, what a mess that's going to be. Yeah, and then you got food on there. Boy, I tell you, the smell over there must be tremendous.
Really stinky. Yeah.
With the food sitting up in there. Yeah, I hope they got freezers. I hope they got power on those ships.
They
yeah,
do.
Well, what's the matter with it? You know, I tell you something. If Mr. Trump was president, I bet you those ships would have been moved already. Oh, yeah. He would have sent the Air Force in there. Said they either move it or lose it.
That's
all right. Did you hear about the vaccine situation? Oh, boy. What a thing that is. What's going on now is all the guys who didn't get vaccinated, you know, the wife, and they didn't get the stimulus. That's another one.
Uh-oh.
What happened? I got the word on the stimulus.
Uh-oh.
On the Google, it said that the Social Security didn't send the numbers to the IRS. That's why a lot of people didn't get the stimulus. So you see what's going on now is a lot of the wives and girlfriends are saying, well, you ain't got no stimulus, you don't get no stimulation.
There you go.
There it is, right there. Oh,
well,
I tell you, boy, they're all going to blame President Joe for that one.
Oh, yeah.
The poor guy. Can't walk, falls down, gets up, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, that's our president. Gee, I hope nobody, knocks him over. This is your disabled, friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. You know, the Suez Canal is right there in Brooklyn. What smell over there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right. No, that's the Guanas Canal. I I mean, no, Suez Canal is over in, where is the Suez Canal?
It's it's in the Middle East area down
Middle East,
in that area.
The Gowanus Canal is in Brooklyn. The Suez. Gee, I wonder if the terrorists had something to do with that. You'll never know.
I didn't know that they had all those stuff waiting there. That's cool. They're interesting. Sorry.
Yeah, they got a ship stuck in there and it can't move it. Got to get the U.S. Navy in there.
Oh, God.
All right. In a sight, my old man could have moved that ship in a minute.
Oh, probably.
He used to build them. He was a rigger.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
He could take a rope and make any knot in the world.
Of course I wouldn't. That
was amazing.
Most riggers could do that.
Amazing with a rope. And my mother used to fight with him. And she used to say to him, I hope you have enough rope to hang yourself, you son of a bitch. And the old lady would get mad at him.
Yeah.
And Pop would go out and get a bottle and then the paper.
And you know what that paper was for.
I had to grow up with that, folks. And you wonder why I'm so crazy. All right, in a sight around the world, Jimmy Dinigan. If we have time, we got Jimmy Dinigan's coming up with another one of his fiasco adventures. Yeah, the mouse.
No,
I never told you about the mouse.
No, you didn't. I gotta hear this.
He brought a mouse to school.
Oh, my. Poor Miss Moore. No wonder
she
retired early.
And Miss Moore had to leave the room.
Of course she probably did.
I will tell you about that
Louis.
Later if we have time.
We had Louie
we
in queue. I don't know what happened
but
we do have Maureen. Sorry.
Yeah, we got Gabriel coming up who dressed up like his sister. Gabriella, and went into the library. Now, this is an exclusive story, folks. You won't hear this story anywhere else, you know. Exclusive. Yeah.
Exclusive,
we got it from the, this is the Inner Sight newsreel. With the exclusive story of Gabriel dressing up like his sister, because he lost his library card. All right. Would you say you had music for this?
No, I wish I had that type of, you know, the news type of music that goes, you know, like the years ago they used to have when they had really important news.
Oh,
and
you got any library
like,
music? Give me some library music. You
know. No.
Soft,
no library music.
Studious music.
Nope.
You don't have
none
of that?
None of that.
Anyway. Well, Gabriel goes into the library, see? And the library, you know how the librarians are. They're very prim and proper, you know. Behind the desk, you know. And
may I help you?
I want to get my I got my library card right here. It's right here, sir. Here it is.
Oh, let me see that a moment. Yes. Oh, Gabriella, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Gabriella. Yeah,
oh no,
it's me, Gabriella.
No.
Yeah, today is my birthday.
Oh, a happy birthday, Gabriella.
Thank you, yeah, it's my birthday. We gotta go to the bedroom. We have a bedroom first. We have a bedroom. You gotta go, yeah, it's over there with it.
Well, just a moment, I'll have to sign you in now. Is this your card?
Oh, yeah, it's my card, the library.
Now, this doesn't look too much like you.
Well, that's me. I was younger. Now I got old. They got real. I got a bathroom. I gotta go wee wee.
Please, don't. Don't say that out here. Now, why don't you just be still? I'll have to check this.
I'm going to go wee wee, please, the bathroom.
Now, just a moment. What is your birthday?
March. March 25, 1948.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're over 70 years old?
Yeah, that's a little bad for a wee wee.
Please. I don't think that this is your car. Now, where did you get this car?
This car. I found it in my bathroom. Oh, I can't hold it no more. I go wee-wee over here.
Oh, my God, how dreadful. Get security.
How dreadful.
That's it. You'll have to leave. Please. Please leave.
Oh, my God.
Gabriel. All right, it is fine. And he goes home, you know, and his sister starts telling him, you know,
what's the matter with you? Are you crazy? I heard what happened at the library. You tried to tell him you were me. That's crazy.
And then the mother got wind of it, and that was the worst.
Oh, hell broke loose.
Yeah. What happened now? You're dressed in these clothes now here of girls. And what this I hear you do? You do pissination on the floor.
Oh, no. He's in trouble.
All right. What's going on? What kind of a thing? Sugar and spice.
What kind of
a thing is this?
Oh, no.
Pissing all over the floor in a library. All right, Yeah, well, the moral of that story is make sure you go to the bathroom before you leave the house. That's it.
There you go. Don't drink too much.
All right,
water.
Inside we got Louie coming up. We got the Honeymooners. And we got Maureen on the line.
Yeah, we got
Maureen. From Queens, New York. On the frolics,
yeah.
In a sight.
Here's Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you? How you doing?
You needed a little bit of a diaper there.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got to be careful in a library. Well, anywhere, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Trying to think what's new. Pretty much same old. I got a robocall today, so I think they may be planning to open for visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know when it said for the detail.
I really do. I hope soon.
I don't know, because last night she broke my heart. See,
aww.
Maureen, don't ever leave me again. I'm so lonely. It just nicked my heart.
Oh, I know. It could be,
business.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, it's just gonna happen. I mean, all these other things opening. They have to do something. The first one she was in, initials DH, my friend told me today they're not having any visiting now, inside or out, because one of the speech therapists brought it in and went from floor
to
floor.
Hey, you know
what
we ought to do? I got a great idea, see, for publicity. We ought to get a couple of nursing home samples of dinner and send them to Cuomo.
That's a good idea.
Well, send your
send them a nursing home meal.
Silver Crest is pretty good, but make sure you send Dry Harvest.
I know one.
I gotta say, the one she's in now
really
is
nasty.
It's pretty good. Anyway,
I could tell you one that's pretty nasty.
Dude, send it as a present.
Yep.
Yes, make sure it's from Dry Harbor. It's the same crap.
Special delivery from the governor.
Yep.
Special delivery, governor.
In New York. Yep.
Get some. We'll hire some guy. You ever see those? You ever see those pages?
Yeah,
used to have in the old days. Governor, special delivery, governor.
And if they had a birthday message years ago and they used to sing it and all that,
when's
that
his birthday?
We'll
do it for his birthday.
Oh, I don't know.
December.
Oh, God, no.
They'd probably charge you with trying to poison the governor.
That's true.
Well, though, wait a minute. That's nursing home food.
That's nursing home food. There's nothing else
that's
in it. That's
special, Cuomo. Andy, that's the special. We gave you the special for the day.
And it's signed, sealed, and delivered. All you need to do is heat it up, because that's right there.
Heat it right up.
And you can eat it while you're
experiencing. Plenty of crackers.
Yeah, right.
You can eat it while you're spiritually thinking of how, remember at Thanksgiving when you wanted everyone to be spiritual and think while you're alone in your room?
Yeah.
And he can do that while he's eating it.
Did I forget the one time.
Kind of bad. I bet you
that
would
up.
Make the news if we did that.
That would. Just one meal would do it.
Imagine the news media.
Yeah.
Imagine Michelle with her cameraman doing it.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
A group of disabled people felt this need to send the governor some food, but not your general food. Food.
I could see the headline now.
Governor
gets taste of nursing home.
Oh, God, that would be
Let him eat that. Let him eat that for any length of time and see. Well, I gotta say, the one she's in now has pretty good food, but Dry Harbor's is. That was awful. That was terrible. So make sure it's from Dry Harbor.
Go to the worst nursing home. Send him the worst one.
I have the one that didn't look good, didn't taste good, and didn't everything good when I was in one.
No.
They actually sent the people who were unaware, even they sent their food back. Seriously. That's how bad it was.
You mean they got the UFOs, unidentifiable food objects?
Yes.
All right.
It looks like they shouldn't have even given it to the dogs. And it was. It was terrible. It really was.
Did you ever have like a dinner that was four deviled egg halves? That was one of the meals in Dry Harbor for dinner. Four deviled
only
egg halves.
Only that? Only that?
Well, no, there was a vegetable or something, too, but I don't consider that a dinner, do you?
Oh, I lost weight funny when I was in the nursing home.
My mom and I used to make deviled eggs for Christmas, the night before
appetizer.
Party. That was like an hors d'oeuvre, not a dinner.
Oh, they're good. I like those. They're made right.
Yeah.
Appetizer. Yeah. Who makes it as
a
dinner?
Yeah, they're an appetizer, not
they're
a dinner.
They're an appetizer.
Trying to think what some of their other horrible stuff was. But
no, the best thing, this thing was, okay, think of Sloppy Joe, okay, but very liquidy, okay, not formed Sloppy Joe. Should I go on?
Oh, give him a Sloppy Andy.
It's worse than that. Very liquidy. Okay. That's what it
How did the ship get stuck in the Suez Canal anyway?
Who knows? Probably dredged the low end of the Suez Canal and was too
Well, he likes meatballs. We'll give him nursing home meatballs.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Ooh. You know what they are, nursing home meatballs? They get them pre-made from, and they just, you know, they're the worst of the worst. They come chuck. Ooh. They're nasty. Just to say the least.
What
they're
do you expect?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let them try eating that for a while. Well, he put up a statue today for Puerto Rico's
hurricane
victims, but I don't remember one going up for Sandy. That happened here in New York. Do you?
Nope. Nope. Hurricane. Well, technically, Puerto Rico is a commonwealth, I think, of ours.
Well, yes, I know, but New York is a state that he happens to run.
I know. But why he did that? Actually, wait, I think our state runs, I looked this up afterwards, does run the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, I think. I'm not sure. I got to look up that. Hold on.
Puerto Rico
is
part of the United
States. Still a state that he runs.
Yeah, no, but I think our state governor does run, like, I don't know how you're going to find that out.
But I don't remember any statue or memorial to the Sandy victims.
No, there should have been. Should have been.
Yeah, Cuomo went to Puerto Rico a few years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, for the hurricane.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he went more than once, as a matter of fact. But how come the Sandy victims haven't gotten a hurricane, a statue put up for the hurricane that happened here?
Who knows? Maybe he had a sweetheart there. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Be surprised.
I'm just guessing.
Only open the mouth, there's another hurricane.
Maybe the next one can blow him out to sea.
Oh, both of you are just as bad as me.
You can blow him to the Suez Canal.
That's right.
Well, you know, I got a message for Governor Andy Cuomo. Now that your gas bag is full, why don't you blow away?
There's a lot of gas.
Have some nursing home meatballs. Here you are, Andy.
Yeah, they're good.
Would you like some ketchup on your meatballs?
They're very good for you, Andy. You got to eat up now. That's all you have to eat, you see.
Don't worry. They've been tested. They've been tested by the health department. Don't worry.
That's right.
Yeah,
they're
but
safe.
You know who's in charge of that?
If you don't believe us, just ask Zookie. Zookie will tell you.
Yeah, Zookie will be right there next to you eating some.
Dr. Zucker. He can have his share, too, of the...
That's
poisonous
food. Right. Dr. Zookie will be there with you, eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's right there.
All right, in a sight.
That's right.
I want to get some honeymoon of music.
Okay.
I think you should put up a statue for the Sandy victims, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not only were there victims, a lot of people lost everything.
That's
Sandy.
Right. They lost their homes, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Okay,
all right. We salute the hurricane victim.
In
a sight.
In a sight. All right.
All right. Give me some honeymoon
music.
Honeymoon music before we get to Louis.
Okay. Mm. Ooh,
okay. Good night, guys. Hi, Louis.
Right.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay. Bye.
Good night.
Okay, good night, guys.
If I can get off the...
Hurry up, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, hold on. My fingers are running right.
In a sight. Live. Don't forget television. Television Thursday night, 7:30. Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. 1997. Spirit, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock Wednesday, Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I finally found my pot of gold. Oh, yeah, Ralph. How'd you do that? Well, I was walking in the park. This fella come up to me. And he says, how would you like to be a rich man? I said, well, who wouldn't? He says, well, you've already got the pot. Just go for the gold.
There
I said, wait a minute. So he hands me this bag, see, with all papers in it. I said, what is this? He says, this is now unfinished document.
Yeah.
Unfinished document. Well, what am I going to do with these? You sell this. People need papers. Especially now. With the coronavirus and the injections and vaccines and everything like this, you can't go no place until you have now paper. Wait a minute, what am I got? Look, see, you put on here, I have been vaccinated with vaccination. I went to doctor. You put doctor name. Doctor's name. Yeah. What's your name? Ralph Crandon. Dr. Crandon. You wait a minute, Ralph. You can put my name in there. I'm Dr. Norton. But don't touch me. I'm sterile. Will you cut that out? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you sell these papers? Oh, sure. Many. Mm-hmm. How do you think I got so rich? Look, you see this tie I wear? This is silk without worms. Silk without worms. That's right. I don't wear worms. I'm rich.
There
I wear silk. And look, see this suit? Where do you think I got it? I don't know, but a nice suit there. Handmade. Yeah. The last fellow who wore it was a victim of the war. I went in the back of the morgue and took it. Back of the morgue. Wait a minute, Ralph. I don't think you should trust this guy. He's not from the investment firm. He's a morgue. A morgue. You mean a mugger? Well, I that too, yeah. He mugged the morgue. Get out of here. Mugged the morgue. Woo! Well, you want now these documents? You sell each for $10. I have here 30 documents. You give me $5. You sell for $10, you make money.
There you go.
I don't know about this. Is this legal? Of course it's legal. Don't you see my badge?
Mm.
A badge? That's right. Look what it says. Official badge of documents from the U.S. government. Gee. Ralph, I don't know. I don't know about this cause here. It seems like to me that there's a lot of shenanigans going on here, and we have a saying in the sewer about stuff like this. Will you stop with that sewer? May I favor you with this little ode?
Yeah.
when the time and tide turns against you,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you're going to choke, don't despair. Just lie on your back and float.
Lie on the back and float.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, some guy sent me an email.
Yeah.
Blank documents. He wanted me to buy them. So what,
yeah.
You crazy? Get out of here. You know, you fill out all kinds of stuff, people. The driver's license, birth certificates.
Nice.
Passport. Can you imagine? The FBI would be looking for you within the next 5 minutes.
That's about right.
All right. In the sight, is Louie on the line?
Yes. Let me make sure.
Oh, let's get Louie in here.
Okay.
Louie Rivera. Here
he comes. Hi, Louie.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Hello there.
Good evening.
Hello there. My name
is Rosanna Dana.
Oh, do you play the conga?
No, you're not, because I hear you. I heard your voice on the phone. You went to the bathroom and give them a swat to the ladies, and give them a send and talk, you know, with Pat Cooper.
That's
it. The ladies' room.
Yeah, Pat Cooper got a vaccination, I heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I hear you talking about you went to the bathroom, right? And then you went to the can, and you're talking about wee water, and I went to the bathroom, and someone been drinking sangria lately.
Yeah, why do they call the bathroom the can?
I don't know. Look online, though.
A can is a can where Rosanna Dara was there, you know?
Yeah. Rosanna Dara can.
A can is a toilet. The can is a toilet.
The
can
of Rosanna Dara.
I'm sure Rosanna Dara went to... go to the wee water, run to the toilet,
yeah.
And then get out of the toilet and wash your hands thoroughly.
Wee water.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
so, I guess.
Maybe maybe Rosanna Dana, you know, she had to go pretty bad, I guess.
Yeah. And then Rosanna, tell me, how's that feel, Rosanna, down on it feels much better when you go to the bathroom.
Imagine Rosanna Dana giving people the vaccine. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, giving out the vaccine, you know, and I give it right to Pat Cooper, and I saw that to Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira, and I told her all about the Pat Cooper and Rosanna Dara were talking in the bathroom and giving out
a
swab
with the mask and all that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the mask also, you know.
And she gives people the wrong vaccine. Instead of giving them the vaccine, she injects them with wine.
Uh-oh.
She gives Louie a sangria needle.
Uh-oh. Instead, what Louie does, he takes the needle
Louie
and
gets
it
drunk,
out of his arm.
And he starts dancing in the aisles at Rosanna.
There you go. But instead of that,
woo!
He puts it in his mouth because he knows it's all Sandria.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be.
Rosanna Dana injects everybody with wine.
Yeah, that's
then
right.
Then they all have to go to the bathroom.
How can the land? Listen to me. My name is Rosanna. Rosanna that I'm talking to Pat Cooper in the ladies' room. And, hey, hurry up. I gotta go to the bathroom. You're knocking on the door. And boom, boom,
yeah.
boom, boom. Hey, get out of here. I gotta go to the kid. And then I gotta
yeah,
sit
yeah, knocking
out.
On the door
and,
all drunk.
And I
from
get,
the wine. It is sight frolics.
And a water water coming out, and a water,
yeah.
and a wee water. They call it a wee water. Sitting inside a wee water coming out of me. Wee water was coming out of me about an hour and 45 minutes to let it out. Ow, I feel much better. It's though it tickles me all over.
Hey, let's see. We need a drunk song, a wine song. Any wine songs?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hello, Susanna, Dana. My name is Louie Rivera, or you can call me Rosanna, Dana. I'm having my fun. I'm in the bathroom talking with all those ladies. They're giving out the love. I've got a cotton swab in my hand. We'll make them tickle to death,
uh-oh.
Tickle their fancy.
Okay.
Cotton swab.
Tickle their fancy? Okay.
All right, in a sight. Louie, give us a little song. We need to give us a song.
I don't know. Hey, Susanna, I'm too shy to sing a song.
No, you're not.
Oh, you're not shy. Come on, you sing a song all the time.
I'm too shy. I'm too shy to sing a song.
No, you're not.
How about Spanish Eyes? You know Spanish Eyes?
You know Spanish Eyes, come on.
Blue.
Besame. Besame mucho.
That's it.
There you go.
I mean, I bring you a kiss and you always say bye. Besame. Besame mucho.
Rosanna Dana gives you
forever.
Vaccine,
la, 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 la. Each time you call to me, my love, come to me. I know a dream is real. Como te quiero la mañana, que sea lejos muy feliz. Bésame. Bésame, Rosanna Dana.
There you go.
Meanwhile, he went to the bathroom and gave a love drop.
There you go.
He went to the bathroom.
Bésame. Bésame mucho. Quien tengo miedo, love me forever, you'll make me divide. Love me forever, and make all our dreams come true.
Love me forever and vaccinate me with wine.
And vaccinate me with wine. Did we lose Louis?
All right, in sight, Louis Rivera.
And Frank Perino, remember that from way back? We used to play the Dreammakers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of our songs, man.
Besame mucho?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss me more.
Oh, kiss me more.
All right, in
Suzanne,
a sight, Louis Rivera world.
Frank. Okay,
yeah.
Well, Santa Dana says, have a good weekend, and
okay,
stay tuned from next Friday with Rosanna Dana on a Block Talk Radio
okay.
on a Follix on a Friday night.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I love
all
you,
right.
and have a good weekend. Take
you
care,
thank
and
you,
have
Louis,
a pleasant tomorrow.
Great,
thank you, Louis. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Lou. We have a quick caller, Frank.
All right, in a sight.
347 area code.
We have a what?
Caller, 347 area code.
Oh, all right, let's take another call.
Okay.
In a sight live around the world. You.
I'm not a new caller. I'm the same one, but my other phone went dead, so I had to call on this one to listen to the rest of the
All right.
Okay.
All it
right,
just all of a sudden
through.
Went dead. It didn't give any warning like the battery needed, but it is doing it now, so.
Okay, this is the other one. All right.
Sorry about that, guys. Okay.
It's okay. We'll end the show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Inner Sight, hope you had a little fun, and you heard what happened, according to the Google, anyway, what happened with the stimulus money, right?
Yeah, it's a freaking Social Security.
Yeah. They didn't send the numbers to the IRS.
Yes.
You know?
Stupid.
Well, I think because of that, we ought to get
double.
Two checks for $1,400.
Yeah. That's right.
Keeping us waiting so long and struggling through life, degrading and all that, and falling all over each other. You know.
Yeah.
Send us two checks, Mr. President Joe. You know, give him a little penalty. Why
yeah,
not?
That'd be nice.
All right, in a sight around the world, and let's see.
Now,
in
all honesty, will they do it? No.
They should do it.
They should, but they won't.
Yeah. They should make it up.
That's
keeping us waiting so long like that. People got no money, you know.
Yeah, no.
I'd like to see the politicians operate without money.
Ooh.
That's one thing I'd like to see.
Me too. Remember I told you that time we should not, if they can't make a decision, they shouldn't be paid? I told you that. They shouldn't.
Yeah, they should know what it is to operate without money.
Right. Let them try being on my funds in a 1 month
yeah.
period. Seriously.
I mean, you know, why not? Well, they're going to say, "Oh, we work hard for them." Yeah, well, so do we.
Yeah,
what
we
do you
do.
Think we're doing? We're doing your job.
So do the people
you know?
Who are on minimum wage. Try being on minimum wage. People can't work like that, and so do people with disabilities. They're even below minimum wage. Yeah, try
yeah.
being that way.
All right, Inner
yeah.
Sight tells it like it is, and hope you had a little fun on the frolics. And I want to thank all our listeners, Louie, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And let's see. Why don't we get, can we get a count before we go up the air? How many people? 100,000?
We were 105. Wait a minute. 105, 299.
105 what?
299.
299. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed for
106,000. Yep.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. Could you believe that?
We're
going to
make it.
We are. Because all these
you know.
People, these lovely
hey, maybe
people,
we'll make it
for
my
said.
Birthday. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. That'd
birthday
be.
Coming up, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's what
sight.
Mr. Perino's wishing for. That's
let's
what
see.
Tarazi Ferraro's wishing for also by his birthday.
How
nice.
Much time we got left?
We got
I don't even know.
About a minute. Because it's just
how many?
It takes a minute and a half now.
Oh, we got no. I don't have time for another skit, but
no. True that. True
all
that.
Right. Remember, if you're in the doctor's office and you hear poof, get out
poof.
Of there quick.
Run quick.
Meantime,
yeah,
we'll be
really
with you Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Mad or glad Monday. Inner Sight. I want to thank everybody and. All our callers,
yeah.
Louie and everybody, have a great weekend. See you Monday. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. All right, and we'll be around Monday, mad or glad, on Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio 8 to 9. Live on the air. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, and have a good time out there. You gotta laugh.
Woo!
You cut that out.
Keeps you healthy.
All right. Make sure you have fun. Whatever you do, have fun.
Yep.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to sponsor a nursing home meal for the governor, let us know.
Let us know. That'd be good.
Woo!
That'd be good.
Goodbye, world, inner sight.
Good night, everyone. Sounds like a fire engine. Good night, everyone.